It's time. The afternoon show entertaining NWA for over a decade. It's 3B Radio.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down to my club.
Brandon and Bailey, only on the X.
That's it. It's go time.
It's go time.
3B Radio.
3B Radio. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to a Monday. Hopefully you're feeling fantastic. Hopefully the weekend treated you right. Hopefully you're not down in Houston right now. Anyone from the area of Houston? Glad you survived. Glad you made it out of there.
No. No, 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 no.
I mean, it is.
No, 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 no.
It is terrible.
This is not
out there.
How we're starting out the show.
Oh, what do you mean?
This is not a. You're not coming in hot with the hurricane.
I want. Of course.
No, no. We're not.
There are people. There are
we
people.
We are not starting out this show right now, the Monday after you and I have placed the biggest bet that we've placed between each other on Mayweather McGregor. We're not coming in hot with the hurricane. Yes, it's raining in Texas, but it's going to be raining Italian food in my mouth.
Come on.
Yeah! By the way, you never placed your Vegas bet, did you?
I did place my Vegas bet.
I'm going to need to see proof.
I'll show you. I mean, it's an online thing.
If you cannot provide me proof, I'm ordering an extra bottle of wine for your girlfriend.
I lost $50. $50. And then I don't know how much it's going to cost it. You said on your Facebook post $400. There's no way,
man,
are we doing
well,
that.
Well, listen, listen to me real quick. It's possible. I'm not going to say I'm trying for that, but just go with me here. There's three of us.
Yeah.
Right? And so you get there, and, well, I think the three of us can split a moderately priced bottle of wine. That's the glass and quarter per person.
Sure.
Glass and a third per person, right?
Yeah.
So we get the bottle of wine. I'm thinking we start out with some mussels. They fly. Vetro flies in their mussels, their seafood, like three times a week from Seattle. And
keep,
it's
keep
amazing.
On talking about them like this. I think that might be able to send them some audio and hopefully get a discount.
Yeah, maybe, probably not. Like the next time you go, yeah, for sure. They fly in their seafood. So the mussels, they like kind of
love mussels.
They
too.
Have
I
like
love
this tomato kind of sauce that they're into.
Yeah, yeah,
they're so amazing. You're gonna love them. Oh, and then we're gonna go to the main course.
I'm already full, by the way.
No,
like, right there,
no.
Like I think I ate some food right before I showed up.
No, I wouldn't. You're really not doing your because I'm not going to. I'm gonna stop.
Well,
eating.
I know.
I'm not gonna eat now until we go. And then the main course, you can probably say that their food is about 25 to 30 a plate, but it's all really good. I mean, they got Osso Buco. They got spaghetti carbonara. They've got all this stuff, right? And then we'll have our main course. And then, you know, Katie's going to want another bottle of wine. I think that Katie is like, no, Brandon, we're out and we're hanging out. And this is fun. I'm having fun. Let's get another bottle of wine. I'm going to be like, Katie, that's a good idea. Brandon, order that bottle of wine. And then there's dessert.
Yeah.
And then cocktails.
No, I'm really not. I'm actually
listen,
at that point. I'm already done.
I got a meal for free there one time and accidentally bought a $400 bottle of wine.
Accidentally. Well, I ain't accidentally doing that.
Well, don't get the special.
You
That's
know,
all I
you
say.
Know I know that.
Don't.
You know I know that. I was told by someone.
And by the way,
just steal your menus right when you get the, you know.
No, I know the menu by heart.
But that was the problem. Then you'll order the special, and I don't want anyone ordering.
Yeah,
the special.
Exactly. I'm just gonna say what's the chef's suggestion, and they're gonna be like, oh, you're gonna love it.
I'm gonna call the chef.
He's paying for it.
I'm gonna call the chef and ask him if he does fried bologna.
No, I'm. By the way, I gotta say that I don't really appreciate Brandon how after Saturday night, you just ignored all my phone calls all weekend. You didn't text me back. You didn't hit me back.
Can I get? I'll give you a little
Facebook. I really kind of felt.
Let me give you a little excuse there.
That was a
my
dick
phone.
Move.
My phone was dead.
Your phone was dead all weekend.
After the
I was seeing you post on Facebook.
Can I give you my explanation?
Facebook said you were active.
Yes, I was on my computer at times, not all times, but at times. And then I left my charger over at my friend Danny's. So I'm literally trying to charge my phone.
You only have one charger.
I'm really nervous.
And the entire I got
that's what
six.
I thought. That is what I thought. My whole everyone else in my household uses an iPhone. I do not. Mm-hmm. The lady uses the vape, the same kind. So I've got like one connection that I'm at 70%. It took an hour or two to charge my phone on my
It didn't go straight
computer.
To voicemail, though. That's the thing. It's kind of like it rang a couple times, and it's like it stopped earlier.
No, your phone call was during a soccer match.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't answer. Hello?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't answer during
all
the,
that. Yeah, you can't.
That was
answer
the only time you called,
during
right?
The soccer match. Why? Because somebody might score.
Because I'm peeing.
Once in 90 minutes.
There's six.
What are you saying? And how are you?
Six goals.
Are you really that busy PAing a soccer match?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now. You don't do color commentary.
So every person that goes in and out.
How many times did they score?
Gosh. Six.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
6-1.
That's a lot for soccer.
Yes.
Okay.
There's also a red card.
I understand now.
A red card on Sundays. A Christian school got a red card.
Yeah.
Pulled the razor back down. Got her out of the whole stadium.
You
it was
can,
crazy.
You can pray all you want, but Jesus ain't taking away that red card.
I did message you by the way for the weekend.
With some kind of racist picture of like Floyd Mayweather, like, oh, he beat his wife once.
No, I said it said the record should be 51-0 or
right,
something.
But it's funny because it's just racist how like now this is an issue.
No, it was it,
now
trust
that
me,
the
a
black
lot of people
guy
say,
won.
Oh,
now,
what? The black,
now,
what?
Now that the
no,
black
it's the wife beater. It's not the black guy.
Right.
There's not. There's two different.
Oh, okay.
There's two
right.
different things.
Because that's not a stereotype.
No.
I'm just saying that it. Well, it's a stereotype.
Is it?
It's out there.
Well, it's
I
not
didn't
on,
put it out there.
It ain't on
but it's
me.
It's out there. And it kind of, the meme you posted is very.
No, it's not. It's factual.
Very alt-right of you. Very alt-right. I feel like you need to wear a polo shirt and some khaki pants.
I got a question, though.
Okay.
All those people out in Vegas that were McGregor fans, that just came in there in a storm, all those Irish fans. How is the
racist.
Rest of the night for them?
It's first of all, how do you not cheer for America? How do you not cheer on your American versus some guy from Ireland?
Going back to my roots.
I'm telling you how racist this was. All of a sudden, we're cheering. When is the last time that we cheered on Ireland for anything?
I think McGregor's a great fighter.
The potato famine?
Yeah.
You can do it, guys.
Oh, no, come on.
Just plant them. They'll have to grow sometime.
Any,
seriously,
any
tell me.
Celtics fans out there?
St. Patty's Day?
These Celtics fans out there, the
even,
fighting Irish.
That's just our racist celebration of Irish heritage. Why are we turning our beer green? The Irish are super confused about this. When do we cheer on the Irish? We have a drink called the Irish Car Bomb. Do you know how much they hate that?
They probably hate it.
They hate it because a lot of them have been bombed, and it was a very scary situation there for a lot of years. I'm just saying, how do you not cheer for America?
Team America
money,
wins.
Money team, the best ever.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, 50-0, 20. Oh, he got a knockout, by the way.
TKO.
Knockout's a knockout, and a win is a win. 50-0, Floyd Mayweather, amazing career.
Can you believe that he boxed a guy that's never boxed his entire life 10 rounds?
Yeah.
McGregor went 10
that's
rounds.
Listen, that's how Floyd Mayweather fights. McGregor had to beat him before the fourth round. If he was going to beat him at all. You want to hear some stats? How about this? Mayweather, punches landed 53%. McGregor, 26%.
How many thrown?
170. 170 for Floyd Mayweather, 111 for Conor McGregor.
Oh, so Mayweather threw a more punches, too.
And landed more.
Yeah.
He landed one in every... He landed every other punch.
Sure, about 50%.
He let that's how Floyd Mayweather boxed. boxes. He'll sit there and let you take your shots. Cool. Now it's over. Man, it was a great fight. It's going to be an even better dinner at Betra. I can't wait. And we're going to be talking about this for a long time.
No, we won't. I'm kind of done with it. I'm kind of done with it.
Well, I'm going to find ways.
All right. Well, I'm feeling it'll come into the show every break today. But we do have stuff to cover today.
Just today.
We do have things to talk about. We are going to talk a little bit about the hurricane. We also, I've got a lot of local stuff to cover here today on the show. We'll talk about that, maybe how you can help out down south. And we were just talking about Ireland. We're going to talk about 11 insanely dumb things people used to believe about redheads. They're fiery characters. We'll talk about that coming up on 3BS New Rock 104.9 The X.